Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred from Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we are here with a team, with part of the team of Poor Things. Yorgos Lanthimos, director. Hello. Hi. How are you? And Robbie Ryan, director of photography.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good.
So this is a pretty important day for you. You said in the press conference minutes ago that you were nervous.
Why
is this day so important for you?
Well, it's, you know, the moment that we share what we made with the world. And it's been quite a few years that, if you especially count the first time that I read this novel, which was 12 years ago, it's been a long time in the making. So, and even more so with the people that were worked more closely in order to making it into a film, it's been, you know, a few years, and especially with the pandemic and everything that elongated things, that we've been waiting for this, you know, film to go out into the world. And, you know, it's always nerve-wracking to just, you know, let it go and to know that that's going to be out there forever for everyone. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's just, causes nervousness.
The scope of the film, Robbie, is huge. You had to build up many sets from scratch. Was that the main challenge of Poor Things, like building up a world?
Well, the production designers, James and Shona Heath, James Price and Shona Heath, built five cities, was it? England, Lisbon,
Alexandria,
Paris, France, and a boat. Yeah, so it's five worlds, and on quite a sort of tight budget in that sort of expansive world. So they did an amazing job, and I think the world they created is quite a good approach to what Yorgos was trying to, you know, we pushed toward getting a great sort of world to create. It's not really answered that question, have I?
Yeah, but we're talking about the main challenge, because the film is really big in many aspects.
Well, I can only say from my point of view that it was there's a lot of things to light, and I've not done that before. So I went into a studio and I'm like, oh my God, these sets are enormous. How do we kind of get enough light? And it was sort of, in a way, it was sort of simple, because the lighting was to create a sky. So we did that a lot in each of the sets, but with the sets being so big, that was an awful lot of lights. So that was quite a shock to me, to how much work that involved. And I guess that's a big scale sort of film.
I don't know. The film and the novel, I suppose, I haven't read it, talks about having an independent mind against society, and also about the role of women in that environment and in society. Were these topics the ones that brought you to the project, your main interest in this part of the content of the novel, or...
Well, in a way, yes, it wasn't direct, because, you know, reading something and experiencing something like that, you don't necessarily think about the themes and the topics. And the first thing that grabbed me was the character, Bella's character, and exactly what you described, how free she was and how she gets a chance to experience life in a different way, in her own terms. So, you know, from there, you know, you start to understand those themes that you mentioned. But to me, it was initially this incredible character, which we have never seen before. And of course, what drew me was that kind of revelation that it made about, you know, the people around her, men in particular, but also there's women in the story that, you know, play an important part and show us other aspects of, you know, humanity and human behavior. So, yeah, on a second stage, I think those themes really resonated with everyone, and we were very eager to make this film happen.
I wanted to ask you both about promoting this film here in Venice without the actors, and particularly without Emma. Because the blessing of this film was Emma and the rest of the actors. That's part of being Hollywood royalty, and you are now. But you know, the strike is there. So how do you feel? How would you describe these mixed feelings about this?
Well, I think I'm representing Emma today. And I don't look quite like
you're
her.
You're Emma.
So I'm sorry, Emma, if I don't feel those shoes so well. But yeah, I think the strike is it's obviously happening for a reason, and it is a shame that the actors aren't here, because they're phenomenal people to kind of share space with, and they are a lot of fun. And the thing about this film, it is a lot of fun. So it feels a little bit strange that they're not here. A lot strange that they're not here. But we can only do our best, I guess. And I think, yeah, I hope that it gets resolved really quickly.
Jokos?
Yeah, no, it's very disappointing that Emma cannot be here. She's also a producer in the film. She was very involved from early on. She's been waiting for this moment for some time, and she's devastated to not be able to be here. But of course, you know, there's a reason why this is happening. Unfortunately, it's happening, you know, while we're sharing our film. So, but there's not much we can do about that.
Okay, Yorgos Lanthimos and Robbie Ryan, director of photography and director of Poor Things in competition in Venice. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.